have reports now, both from General Adams and from Godley, that the airport has been secured, that all the planes were down safely. There were bullet holes in the fuselage of one, but no damage to any of the passengers and no serious damage to the plane. That all the paratroopers made a good landing, except for two wounded who may have been small arms or may have been accidents in landing. Patrols are in the town. The airplanes are on their way back to Leopoldville with their mission completed. And there are about 117 adults and 17 children, Europeans, which means whites, may mean some Americans, we don't know, at the airport waiting for evacuation now. And as far as it's gone so far, it's described in the field as an entirely successful operation.
Can you release the statement?
And the statement has been released. First leads are in. They're carrying the top of the statement just about the way we hoped they would. It's been reported in the stories that you have been kept in touch and have been following the matter by close communication with the Secretary of State, and I think we're in good shape. Now, we can give you more odds and ends, but my suggestion is that unless we actually get some dope on American hostages, we're not going to learn anything really important between now and the morning. We'll call you if we get that, unless you'd rather be kept fully informed as we go along.
No, I think it's all right.
Right, unless we get something good on American hostages, we won't call till the morning, Mr. President. When that won't mean that no news is bad news, because it's going to take a while these people are out in the town.
Thank you, Mac.
Right, sir. Good night.